Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. I've got the manager, A.J. Hinch, with me today. And after 20 straight days of playing, A.J., I mean, that was a much welcome off day for you guys, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, we played pretty well during that stretch. I mean, we had our hiccups here and there. The last two series haven't been our best. But we're starting to inch back towards relevance in playing the brand of baseball that we need to do. But boy, did we ever need the day off. Yeah. We're going to get fresh. We're going to get a touch healthier. We made a roster transaction. So, you know, we'll have another day off on Thursday and then one next week. So we'll have a little bit of time to recoup this next couple weeks.
Let's talk about that roster transaction. Danny Werth coming up, who's had a great season so far in AAA Fresno. What's he going to bring to the table?
Well, he's gotten off to a great start in the year, and he's earned the opportunity. And I love the fact that we can reward somebody who goes down and performs. Mm-hmm. He can move around the infield quite a bit. He's going to play third tonight. You may see him at first. You know, I don't give the middle guys too many days off. So, but the more he hits and the better he plays, the more he'll play. And I love the fact that the reports from down in AAA – or how he's handled left-handed pitchers quite a bit. He's drawn his walks. He's gotten his hits. He's hit for power. He's really found his swing that as a 30-year-old, which you don't hear a lot. Yeah. Guy's kind of a late bloomer. So we'll see what he can bring to the table. I'm going to bat him second tonight and throw him right in the fire.
And Carlos Correa is back in the lineup?
Yes, Carlos is feeling better. He did some pregame work. We did some agility drills with him. He ran straight. He ran the bases. He hit early. And if you can't warm up in 92-degree weather here with this type of humidity, then you probably can't do it. So it was nice to have the day off, and he had the series off, so he should be good to go.
Doug Fister pitching tonight. He's arguably been the best pitcher for you guys this year, at least the most consistent.
Yeah, he has. We've won a lot of games that he's started, and that's a lot to do with him putting us in a position to win the game, whether he gets the win or not. So this is a good low ball hitting team. It'll be a challenge for him for the high cutter, and he'll have to pick and choose when to use his breaking ball and when to backdoor his sinker quite a bit. Yeah. But Doug Fister has a way of navigating the game plan to limit the opponents and come out with, you know, with more wins than losses.
And with a lot of fastballs, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. He's very bullish, man. He will throw his fastball anytime, and he initiates contact, and the defense needs to play well behind him. Yeah. You know, we generally play good defense. It, you know, fails us every now and then, but with Fister on the mound, you better be ready because he's coming fastballs early and the ball's going to be put in play.
Hey, AJ, you guys have the best record interleague since you've taken over as manager for this team. Is there a reason for it, you think?
I think our team plays well as we've had to focus maybe a touch more in how to manufacture some runs. Uh-huh. The National League style of play gives me a good bench. I usually get a good hitter back on the bench. And obviously for our pitching staff, when we have some strikeouts in the bullpen, we have our guys that are normally reliable in the rotation, you take that one extra hitter out, and the National League style of play fits us a little bit. So we run, we play defense, we hit a few home runs, which has translated into a lot of wins.
Last thing, AJ, being a former catcher, Yadier Molina, probably the best catcher in baseball. What does he do a little bit better than everybody else?
Well, his ability to control the game and get the most out of his pitchers is pretty remarkable. I mean, he completely shuts down the running game for the most part. He's been durable. He's had a few freak injuries here and there playing in this heat. There's a presence about him. Balls don't get by him in the dirt. You don't get a free 90 feet ever. He attacks your weaknesses in game planning, and he's one of the better guys back there in the entire league, and he's been doing it for years.
It's AJ Hinch. Good luck tonight, and thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros got off to a miserable start in 2000, their first year at Enron Field. But on Saturday, June 14th, the game between the Astros and Rockies in Denver was a sign of things to come. It was bombs away. Jeff Bagwell unloaded in the third to tie the game at 2. In the fifth, Lance Berkman knotted it back up at 3 with a solo shot of his own. The Astros took a 5-4 lead on Moises Alou home run leading off the sixth. Still, a one-run lead in the eighth isn't all that comfy in Denver. To make it a little easier for reliever Joseph Lusarski, Alou, Richard Hidalgo, and Tony Eusebio hit back-to-back-to-back home runs to cement the victory. The Astros ended up hitting 249 homers that year to lead the National League.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. We're joined with Astros shortstop Carlos Correa. Carlos back in the lineup today for the first time in three ball games. How you feeling?
Feeling good. I feel like my ankle has been healing pretty well. Feeling great conditions to be able to go out there and perform for my team.
Now, it was just a series that you missed, but did it seem like eternity to just have to watch from the dugout?
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of time I took off. I had treatment for 3 days the whole time I was on the field during the game. And the trainers obviously did a great job to be able to get me back out there as soon as I can.
Last day in Tampa, you hit, did some running, also did some hitting today. What are you looking for in terms of gauging to make sure that, hey, I'm ready to go?
Well, we ran the bases today. It felt pretty good. It felt close to 100%. And, looking forward to go out there and be able to, score from first on a double and be able to run hard to first base on a ground ball, stuff like that.
You guys have had a really grueling stretch, 20 consecutive ball games, held your own during this time. Do you feel like the off day might rejuvenate some guys and get the spark?
Yeah, of course. It's a much needed off day. We've been playing, like you said, 20 games. So to get this off day is great for us. Hopefully we can go out there tonight, play good baseball, and win the game.
Chatting with Astros shortstop Carlos Correa. Carlos, you got your first look at Busch Stadium a few minutes ago. What are your impressions?
Beautiful ballpark. I mean, the stadium, when you watch it on TV, it's always crowded. People here love baseball, so can't wait to go out there and play in front of these fans.
Last time you and I chatted, you were in Corpus Christi playing for the Hooks in AA. Now you've had a full season, essentially, of big league baseball under your belt. What's it been like, man?
It's been a great journey. It's been a great journey. I've enjoyed every single second of it. Obviously, it's where I want to be. It's where you dream since you're a kid to be in this position. So, just want to keep going out there and never take anything for granted and keep playing the game I love.
Now, the Astros are in a hurry and trying to sign all their draft picks right now. That's kind of their main focus. And so do you have a message for all these new Astros that are becoming professionals for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, the guys think that getting drafted is the end of the road and it's just the beginning. It's your career just starts when you get drafted. That's one of your goals. Now you got to set new goals and just try to get to a big league and create a positive impact on the big league club. So, my advice to them is just keep working, work hard every single day, have a routine, and, to do what it takes for them to get here at this level.
Before we let you go, a very talented left-hander, Jaime Garcia, on the mound for the Cardinals tonight. What's the approach against Garcia?
The approach is something I don't like to share on the media, but we all have our approach against him, and hopefully it works out today in order for us to get the win.
Very good. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa. Carlos, thank you very much for the time. Best luck down the road.
Thank you.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.